The Pittsfield Economic Revitalization Corporation, or PERC, joined with the University of Massachusetts Donahue Institute in its Berkshire Advanced Manufacturing Study. PERC's president, Jay Anderson, says the $70,000 study didn't produce anything earth-shattering.
I think the old mindset, if you're going to sit around and wait for somebody to put a multi-million dollar, 100,000 square foot manufacturing facility somewhere in the Berkshires, while maybe someday that might happen, you could wait, as we have, an awful long time without that taking place, and what are you left with?
The study tracked trends in manufacturing jobs dating back 30 years, when the sector supplied more than 40% of Berkshire County's employment base. The departure of General Electric from Pittsfield by the early 1990s took more than half of the sector's jobs in the region. In the last 5 years, more than 18 manufacturing companies closed, taking an additional 2,700 jobs. Eric Nakajima is the state's Assistant Secretary for Innovation Policy. He says advanced manufacturing is still alive in the region, based primarily on small and medium-sized companies.
Fact of the matter is there were still thousands, actually over 7,000 statewide, manufacturing firms that had transformed themselves, have become highly competitive, sophisticated, and were exporting to global markets, including places like China, in fact.
While the number of manufacturing jobs in the state decreased by nearly 35% from 2001 to 2011, there was still a growth of 65% in the gross domestic product for the sector. The county's GDP fell 21%. Still, manufacturing contributes the second most wages in the county, behind education and health care. Nakajima says one of the primary goals of the state is to fill an estimated 100,000 job openings over the next 10 years to replace an aging workforce.
Is trying to focus on the companies that are in place now that have made that hard transition, but frankly are meeting a workforce and educational marketplace that hasn't yet transitioned to the reality that these new manufacturing jobs, yes, they're high paying, they're high skilled, but they also need a quality pipeline of workers from vocational schools, community colleges, and elsewhere to meet their growing workforce demands over the next few years.
Democratic State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield says she and community leaders are working to develop a vocational school to go along with recent efforts at Taconic High School and Berkshire Community College to create a workforce pipeline.
I think it's very important for this group of practitioners to be part of that process in designing the school, so it is ready on day one for them, as opposed to them having to fit their needs into an existing building.
Oreste Varela is the Springfield branch manager for the U.S. Small Business Administration. He says areas throughout Massachusetts need to look outside their own workforce pool to fill the void.
I think a lot of communities try to solve their own problems, but this is a regional-wide. It even goes beyond Massachusetts. And what I had mentioned today was that I would urge the community to reach out to some of the other communities like Franklin County, which has their own technical school. They have a state-of-the-art machine shop.
The study noted a lack of transportation, broadband, and limited shovel-ready sites are roadblocks to new companies moving to the area. Nakajima says the Berkshires are uniquely located to tap into manufacturing markets in the Pioneer Valley, Connecticut, and Albany, like Global Foundries in nearby Malta.
Particularly in Albany, when you look at the concentration they have of nanotechnology and semiconductor work, New York State has invested billions of dollars in it.
The study noted development opportunities such as the $6.5 million earmarked from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center to create a facility building at the William Stanley Business Park in Pittsfield. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.